Large dams like Shasta Dam in Northern California provide value for protection against floods, water supply during the dry seasons, and hydroelectric power. But its construction also caused salmon that migrates to their upper watershed spawning areas to abruptly end, and Native American cultures felt the loss. Today's segment is part of the series titled, Water is a Many Splendid Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water. Kayleen Sisk is chief of the Winnemem Wintu tribe, located along Northern California's McLeod River. Back in the 1800s, the spiritual people of past Winnemem Wintu populations prayed that the salmon would wait for their tribal people by the ice field. Salmon were plentiful during that period. It's puzzling that the tribe had created such a prayer at that time. Much to the surprise of Kayleen, the Maori people of New Zealand contacted the Winnemem Wintu people and asked if the Winnemem Wintu tribe wanted their salmon back.
And I think it's not by accident, but it's by previous planning of the spiritual people in our tribe that set down a prayer to send our salmon through the ice waterfall. And when they did that, they told us that the salmon will wait for you there. But at the time that was done, no one knew that we would be a tribe without salmon. No one could even imagine that the McLeod River would never have salmon in it. The prayer that they put down was when they built the fish hatchery in the late 1800s. They set down that prayer because they saw what was happening to the salmon. But at that time, you know, salmon was running thick and big and plenty. But for some reason, the spiritual people, the doctors, got together because of what Livingston Stone was doing and how he was treating the salmon, got together and sent the salmon through the ice waterfall to wait for us. And then later on, just in our time now, that was a long time ago, over 100 years, that we did a dance on Shasta Dam and prayed for the salmon to come back past this mass destructive dam. And the Maori people answered our call. They said, "We have your salmon." And so it was pretty exciting to realize that they also had a mountain, and it's probably connected and related to Mount Shasta because it's the same kind of a mountain with glaciers and ice waterfalls. And so it is the only place in the world that the salmon actually thrive now. Every other place they sent our salmon, they died, except for New Zealand. And we believe it's because we sent that prayer with them to wait for us. And so once we did that, the Maori called us and asked if we wanted our salmon back.
The long-finned eel that lives in New Zealand is comparable to the Chinook salmon that migrates through Northern California rivers and tributary waters. Its dark brown to gray-black tubular body is accented with a long dorsal fin that protrudes from its leathery skin. Surprisingly, few signs of scales that are associated with fish are immediately noticed on the long-finned eel.
Theirs are the long-finned eel. That's their traditional relationship with their rivers and the eel. And the eel are like the mirror of the salmon. The salmon are new to their area. They've never had salmon before it got there. So our salmon is the only salmon that New Zealand has. But they are opposite of the eel. The eel swims up the river to grow up. They live in the rivers until they get big enough or ready to spawn, and then they go out to the ocean. But the salmon come up the river to spawn, and they go out to the ocean to grow up.
Salmon were plentiful for the tribal communities in years past, definitely before the large dams were constructed. Today, Chief Sisk and the state and federal governments recognize that salmon populations have dwindled to alarmingly low levels. Wanting to improve the migration to upstream areas of the California River system, Chief Sisk became frustrated with the devastating effect that the California Delta water pumps have on salmon.
That's right. In the old days, before hatcheries and before obstructions and before pollution to the extent that it is now. But I think people need to be aware that the numbers of runs of salmon before are gone. We are now down to like one run of winter, spring, and fall runs are disappearing. So the numbers of salmon right now are in the fall, but the winter run of salmon are almost extinct. I mean, if people look at the number of salmon killed in the pumps, the Delta pumps, you know, over 1 million fish died in 5 months when they started pumping and extracting water.
Bringing salmon back into the upper reaches of Northern California's inland waterways is riveted with obstacles of different sorts. Today, Chief Sisk and the Winnemem Wintu tribe continue pursuing solutions with no clear successes. It is, however, comforting to know that the salmon that waded along the ice waterfall are being cared for by the Maori people of New Zealand. Fundamental to our lives and environment, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.